This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared again Monday, a day after an apparently botched Israeli undercover operation in Gaza Sunday left several Palestinians and an Israeli officer dead. It was the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza War. Sirens wailed across southern Israel as hundreds of rockets and mortar rounds were fired from Gaza. Several homes were hit and several people wounded. At least three people were killed in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes, with dozens of targets hit, including the Al-Aqsa television station, where paramedics and others sifted through the rubble. Sunday's Israeli undercover operation remains unexplained, according to Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback, who watches the region closely.
Something, according to the Israelis, apparently went wrong, and seven Palestinians, including a senior Hamas official, were killed, and an Israeli officer, very high-level lieutenant colonel, was killed.
The flare-up is seen as a setback to mediation efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the UN to broker a long-term ceasefire. Egypt called on Israel to stop escalation of violence. The UN appealed for restraint on both sides. A U.S. envoy said America stands with Israel. Two Congolese opposition leaders have withdrawn their support for a single candidate in next month's scheduled presidential election. Sunday, Felix Tshisekedi and Vital Kamerhe agreed to back businessman Martin Fayulu. Mitri Kolanji was among scores of opposition supporters demonstrating in the capital, Kinshasa, Monday, against the choice of Fayulu. He is a Tshisekedi supporter. The decision to pull out of the deal threatens opposition chances of wresting control of the government from the ruling party of President Joseph Kabila, who has ruled the country for 18 years. This is VOA News. The South